WJTL Switchfoot Native Tongue, Wayne Watson before that for Such a Time as This. Good morning, Liam and Fred with you. Happy Thursday, 7:03.
KCB Fest. That's what's happening this Saturday, August 24th, right here at the Junction Center. It's a family fun day filled with live music and entertainment for kids. Tickets are free, but must be reserved. You can get them online today, JunctionCenterProductions.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Mike V, is here. But today, instead of representing WJTL, he's representing Lighthouse Vocational Services. He's the Director of Business Development there. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, it's weird being on this side of the desk.
Is it?
I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Love your Lighthouse Vocational Services sweatshirt you're representing today.
Had to get all decked out.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
My beautiful, amazing wife, who hopefully is driving and listening to this right now.
Yeah, you know she is. You're on the radio.
Oh, she has to be.
She has to be. Tell us about Vocational Lighthouse Services, and you guys have been around for 50 years next year.
Absolutely, yeah. We have been around since 1975. It was started by the Plain community to serve kids with intellectual and physical disabilities. That has evolved over time. We now serve adults with intellectual and physical disabilities.
Okay.
We started off with 25 of our participants, and we now serve uniquely close to almost 300.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So what's that look like on a regular day? What are you doing to serve those 300 people?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have different programs that they can get involved in. We have in-house programs at our facility located in New Holland, but we also serve outside of the facility as well. In during the pandemic era, almost 108 facilities like ourselves shut down due to COVID.
Right.
So there are a lot of individuals out there that are looking for these services. So we decided to take that call and go outside. So we serve people in Chester County, Lancaster, trying to get more up into Lebanon County too as well.
Yeah. Any good stories or any way that we could get a glimpse into what that might look like?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our main goal in the vocational realm is to help them get integrated back into the workforce. Part of what we want to do with that, and in 2023, we placed 28 individuals back into the workforce outside of our own facility. So
yeah.
These are living, breathing individuals with what I'll say, actual jobs, which was
right.
Amazing with that too. But we also have shadowing programs, intern programs, things of that nature. And actually, a funny story, this Sunday, I will be on air here at JTL for my shift from 4 to 8. I'm going to have one of our participants come with me. She wants to get into voice acting.
Yeah.
And her direct report came up to me and said, hey, I know you work for JTL. Is there a way we could kind of integrate this in? And I said, absolutely. Let me get the clearance first.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. Let's try it.
Yeah, that's very
cool. So, yeah, tune in this Sunday.
So are you looking for businesses to partner with to make things, opportunities like this possible?
Absolutely. We are always looking for business partners to help Lighthouse continue to shine the light of hope and opportunity in the community.
If a business listener is saying, I'd like to help do that, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can contact me directly at Mike Vergara at LighthouseVOC.org, or you can always head over to the website lighthousevoc.org, and there is an information tab that you can apply to.
And you have a couple of events coming up you want to tell us about?
We do, yes. So we're going to be having our annual banquet at world famous Shady Maple, and I am honored that we're going to have a special guest, former MLB outfielder Chris Heisey, who is going to be coming and speaking for us too. So got to meet Chris, amazing guy.
That's
can't wait
great.
For that. And then October 8th, we're going to have our first ever golf tournament at Overlook in Lancaster there too as well. So
very
we're excited
cool.
about that.
We'll talk more with Mike V. We'll find out more about those events coming up and more about Lighthouse Vocational Services. Stick around. Evan Kraft, Bay Turner, more music too. The best